Jaya Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Thank you. God, Brahmanandi, Hari Hari, all. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotarashata Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotarashata Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki, Guru Parampara Ki, Vaishnavacharyas Ki. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrandya Ki, Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Dham Ki, Shri Navadvip Vandham Ki, Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki, Tulasi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki, Brihad Mridanga Ki, Samaved Bhakta Vrinda Ki, ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रसादन डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, लक्ष्मी नरसिंह एवं भगवान की, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, प्लीज से इट विथ मी। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीयते। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री नमः गुरवे नमः। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 22 वर्स 28। We had wonderful classes, including by Maharaj and wonderful speakers, Mother Narayani Prabhu and many others. So we know the flow of the what's happening here. Swayambhuva Manu had just given his daughter away, and he has given dowry per his capacity, and he has given and he's crying. And now we start. तमायांतम अभिप्रेत्य ब्रह्मा वर्तात प्रजह प्रतिम गीत संस्तुति वादित्रय प्रत्युदीहु प्रहर्षिताः। तमायांतम अभिप्रेत्य ब्रह्मा वर्तात प्रजह प्रतिम गीत संस्तुति वादित्रय प्रत्युद्युः प्रहर्षितः। सिनोनिम्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। तम हिम आयंतम हु वॉज अराइविंग अभिप्रेत्य नोइंग ऑफ ब्रह्मा वर्तात फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा वर्ता प्रजा हिज सब्जेक्ट्स पतिम देयर लॉर्ड गीता संस्तुति वादित रहे विद सॉन्ग्स praise and instrumental music. Pratyudiyuhu came forward to greet. Praharshitaha, overjoyed. Translation, overjoyed to know of his arrival, overjoyed to know of his arrival, his subjects came forth from Brahmavarta to greet their returning Lord with songs, prayers, and musical instruments. Purport: It is the custom of the citizens of a kingdom's capital to receive the king when he returns from a tour. There's a similar description. Sorry, can you please sing in call and response this verse first, please? Tamayanta, will you please repeat the mantra shloka? Shloka has not been sung by the devotees. तमायांतम अभिप्रेत्या ब्रह्मवर्तात् प्रजः प्रतिम पतिम गीता संस्तुति वादित्रय प्रत्यदीयु प्रहर्षितः तमायांतम अभिप्रेत्या ब्रह्मवर्तात् प्रजापतिम् गीता संस्तुति वादित्रय प्रत्युदीयुः प्रहर्षिता तमायांतमभिप्रेत्य ब्रह्मवर्ता प्रजापतिम् गीता संस्तुति वादित्रय प्रत्युदीयुः प्रहर्षिता एनीवन एल्स हरि बोल परपट इट इज द कस्टम ऑफ द सिटीजंस ऑफ अ किंगडम्स कैपिटल टू रिसीव द किंग व्हेन ही रिटर्न्स फ्रॉम अ टूर देयर इज अ सिमिलर डिस्क्रिप्शन व्हेन कृष्णा रिटर्न टू द्वारका After the battle of Kurukshetra. At that time, he was received by all classes of citizens at the gate of the city. Formerly, capital cities were surrounded by walls, and there were different gates for regular entrance. Even in Delhi today, there are old gates, and some other old cities have such gates. Where citizens would gather to receive the king. Here also, the citizens of Barhismati, the capital of Brahmavarta, the kingdom of Swayambhuama, came nicely dressed to receive the emperor with decorations and musical instruments. Again, thank you very much for being here today. It's a blessing. Please give your choices blessing so we can discuss something transcendental and get closer to Krishna. And you're so qualified. Also, everybody on the internet who is listening, please send your blessings. And if I say something good, please know that it's my spiritual master's blessing. And if I say something incorrectly, please correct me right away. Thank you so much. So here we see that, please keep the purport open. Formerly, capital cities were surrounded by walls. Can you imagine how big the wall may have been? This is an older city, but we also hear that Krishna, when he came, the citizens of Dwarka welcomed him. So he has 16,108 queens. Each queen has a palace. Then he has sons, and they had queens, and they had palaces. So we read that in Krishna's dynasty, there were almost 1 million people or more. Was it 1 million or 1 billion? Anybody knows? Krishna, 16,108 wives. Every wife had 10 children, and they all had 10 children each. So it's a lot of people. So, and then there are citizens of the city. And then there is this wall constructed. Can you imagine how big the wall is? They say Wall of China is a great wonder. It's a 10,000 mile long. But I'm sure Dwarka wall must have been much bigger wonder. And imagine this welcoming of the king in contrast to Kali Yuga. Recently there were no king rallies. You know about this? Did you hear? Yeah, they say 8 million people joined. And this was the biggest rally in the history of the United States. There were 3,300 separate rallies. Now, you can be for king, opposite to king, it doesn't matter. What matters is how the welcome is given to a great king. And I was reading recently description where the king admitted, a Vedic king admitted. Please listen and then let me know who it was. You can guess, or I'm sure you know. We became too much puffed up with false prestige and power. So Vedic King is saying, we became too much puffed up with false prestige and power. Oh Lord, it was as if we were intoxicated, fighting for supremacy, even at the cost of sacrificing the lives of many citizens. Do you remember, can you want to guess who said this in the our Vedas? Yeah, we. Yes, perfect. Captured by, King's name starts with J. Thank you very much. Wonderful. 73rd chapter in Krishna book. And then Prabhupada writes, this is the disease of political power. As soon as a king becomes rich in material opulences, he wants to dominate other nations by military aggression. They want to monopolize, and it creates havoc and disrupts peaceful living. And I was just reading Vaisheshika Prabhu. Human life is so short. It's so rare. So why waste time dwelling on the politicians and politics when we can focus, sharp, razor-sharp focus on giving Krishna to others? And you know why rallies are good for us? It's the biggest opportunity for book distribution. It's the biggest opportunity. You go for rally or against a rally, both parties buy books because there's something relevant to them in both the books. Our core thing is love for Krishna. And that's why love for Krishna is the common thread that runs between us. So here, and this Krishna book Prabhupada is writing in 1970s, 68 to 70. And we are hearing even this is true today after 46 years. It's just getting worse. Whereas in the Vedic civilization, prajaha, praja means, Prabhupada said, one who has taken birth in this kingdom. If you go to the verse, it has the word praja. And a king is prajapati. So praja doesn't mean just human beings. Animal is also praja of the government. The trees are also praja of the government. So formerly, nobody could slaughter an animal. Nobody can cut even a tree without reason, without sanction of the Vedic injunction. So look at the contrast between praja then, praja now, raja then, raja now. It has become so drastic contrast, 180 degree turn. And then we read about this was happening in the city of Barhismati. We just read a few days ago, what is the significance of Barhismati? When Lord Varahadeva appeared, the hair dropped from his body there, creating lush kusha and kasha grass. The area named Barhismati and was used for performing sacrifices and worshipping the Supreme Lord. So such a pious city. So what they are playing the instruments to welcome the king. They are glorifying him. And another welcome given in Bhagavatam is for King Prithu in 4th canto. As the king entered the gates of the city, this is Prithu Maharaj entering, all the citizens received him with many auspicious articles like lamps, flowers, and yogurt. The king was also received by many beautiful unmarried girls whose bodies were bedecked with various ornaments, especially with earrings which collided with one another. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport, for receiving a prominent guest like a bridegroom, king or spiritual master, we give this sort of welcome. This sort of welcome is offered. And he writes, these young girls, they are clean internally and externally. And though that's why it's so auspicious, Kumari, they do not allow unmarried girls to go freely or mix with the boys. Okay, This is a great Vedic civilization result that happens when, like Maharaj just recently said, when girls are nicely protected. It's not the lack of freedom, like he said, even prime ministers are protected. They are not just allowed to go and mix with the citizens. So like that, the Kumaris are protected. Carrying on, King Prithu's welcome. When the king entered the palace, conch shells and kettle drums were sounded. Priests chanted Vedic mantras, and professional reciters offered different prayers. But in spite of all this ceremony to welcome him, the king was not least bit affected. So they speak about conch shells and kettle drums were sounded. Does anybody remember Bhagavad Gita? Is a conch shell mentioned there? Yes, no? Mm-hmm. Yes, right? A conch shell is mentioned, and not only one time, there are three verses following each other where the different conch shells are named and spoken. Why conch shell is so important? Krishna's conch shell is, of course, important because, you know, in Vrindavan Leela, he's playing flute, and he comes to Dwarka, and his transcendental lips touch conch shell. Srila Prabhupada said, when we pujaris play conch shell, we are declaring the war on Maya, right? We are declaring war on the Maya. When the conch shells are being played here, it's to please the Lord. When the conch shell is played in the war, it is to declare that there will be victory, right? And that's in the mode of goodness. There's going to be victory of dharma. And same thing, auspiciousness, piety, the conch shells are being sounded. Do you know which instrument is in the mode of the tamasa? So this is in the mode of the pious, piety, mode of goodness. Do you know, anybody wants to guess the instrument that is played when you want to evoke the mode of tamas, ignorance? I can give you... Shiva needs it at the time of destruction. Damru. He plays that damru. It's very famous. So that sound creates this... it creates that vibe to destroy everything in the mode of ignorance. Everything without any discrimination is destroyed. And then there are instruments like guitar. You know, veena is in the mode of goodness. Guitar is in the mode of mix, you can say, if played for transcendent, if different songs. But it usually there are modes, the instruments played in the mode of passion. And that's why we hear on Bhagavad Gita battlefield, the instruments are played because they want to evoke the passionate rasa. So we remember this music. Music is such an integral part of us. And then when we go back to Godhead, we want to hear Krishna's flute, that music that we want to hear. And not only there and then, we also want to hear that Krishna's sound, Krishna's musical instruments coming when we are sitting down and chanting Krishna and welcoming him in our heart. It's such a wonderful meditation. I'll add one story, which is from Akbar Birbal time. There is a king who says to Tansen, "You sing so wonderfully, I love it." And Tansen says, "My dear king, you have just heard me sing, who is just a simple disciple. Why don't you come with me? I'll take you to my guru, and you can hear him sing." So they go into the forest, and the guru doesn't know they have arrived. They are still behind the trees. And the guru is in his absorbed mood meditation. And he starts singing Raga, Megh Malar. Megh is clouds. Malar is for rain. So he's from his heart, he's singing this Megh Malar. And so, lo and behold, the rain starts falling. It's a beautiful day. That there's earth scent coming. The whole atmosphere is decorated with raindrops here and there. And it's very pleasing. It's not like the hurricanes that you hear about. And then the king is so happy he's here. He starts having tears in his eyes. And he says to Tansen, "Wow, that was so beautiful." He says, "It wasn't rain from the clouds, my dear king. Krishna was actually crying. The Lord was actually crying and pouring his tears, because the music comes from the heart." And I would just, I really meditate on this pastime, try to fake it before you make it. When I'm chanting my rounds now, since I heard that pastime, it's like, I really want to welcome Krishna in my heart like that. I really want to call him with whatever voice I have. I don't have Tansen's voice. I have probably like a frog's voice. But whatever, I want to do my best to call Krishna. Then here in the purport, going along with another description mentioned in the purport, there's Lord Krishna's marriage with Rukmini, and then the citizens of Dwarka welcoming them in the city. The city had profuse decorations of banana trees and betel nut trees. So they decorate with the trees. It was a happy ceremony. Imagine Krishna and Rukmini entering Dwarka. She's the first queen. There are profusely trees, auspicious trees they have planted. At the same time, there was an assembly of many elephants who carried the respective kings of different friendly kingdoms. Can you imagine? Many, many elephants are also coming. And this kidnapping of the Rukmini was misunderstood, and then it was understood correctly. It says that in Padma Purana, even Maharaj Nanda and the cowherd boys of Vrindavan joined the marriage ceremony. So this is how the bride and groom were welcomed. Everybody came from far away. There was aroma in the atmosphere. The water was sprinkled. Everywhere there's a joyous occasion, because Lakshmi Devi is uniting with Krishna. I can keep on going and reading about their welcome, but in the end it says, it will take forever. Thus all the people felt extremely jubilant. So I will just go with this. This pastime of Rukmini and Krishna's wedding is discussed, is poeticized. Lot of poems are made on it. The joy of the citizens is mentioned so many times. Everybody was happy. And it has become immortal, these poems of how Krishna married Rukmini. And that mood of, I don't know who is Krishna, but I want him. Again, we can have that in our chanting, that I want Krishna. And then Krishna will make way, despite any difficulties, to come. And then going to another one. The chariot of Lord Krishna started for Hastinapura, accompanied with many other chariots. Now, this is description of Lord Krishna leaving Dwarka, but then we hear about him reaching Hastinapur. And there is a grand welcome given there. But in between, there are many beautiful things I found which I had not noticed before. So imagine this caravan going. There are elephants, cavalry, infantry, royal paraphernalia, again, musical instruments, bugles, drums, trumpets, conch shells, horns, all produced a loud, auspicious sound, which vibrated in all directions. Now, I was fine till here. But then, something I had never noticed, the 16,000 queens headed by the goddess of fortune, Rukmini Devi, the ideal wife of Lord Krishna, accompanied by their respective sons, all followed behind Lord Krishna. I think maintaining a family of one child is so difficult. Can you imagine taking his wives everywhere he goes? with the sons, with the, and then some of them, they were dressed in costly garments decorated with ornaments, and their bodies were smeared with sandalwood pulp and garlanded with fragrant flowers. Imagine making flowers for that many devotees, Mother Madhumati. Lord Krishna, who is making garland right now, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they were following this, right? You know, everybody was following Lord Krishna. Riding on palanquins, nicely decorated with silks, flags, and golden lace, they followed their exalted husband, Krishna. The infantry soldiers carried shields, swords to protect the whole caravan, and lances in their hands, and acted as royal bodyguards to the queens. In the rear of the procession were the wives and children of the other followers too. There were many society girls also following. Many beasts of burden like bulls, buffalo, mules, and asses carried the camps, beddings, and carpets. And the women who followed were seated in separate palanquins on the backs of camel. So now imagine, not only Dwarka Vasis are living inside the Dwarka, but every guest from Krishna's party is going to start living inside Dwarka, right? Because they have come with Krishna. It just blows your mind how amazing Vedic civilization is, and how much they can do so many amazing things. And again, just because our focus is on chanting Hare Krishna, not on no king rallies, and not to create a situation where we deserve a person like that. So in this way, the procession of Lord Krishna's party advanced toward Hastinapura, New Delhi, and gradually passed through the kingdoms of Anartha, Surat, etc., etc. That there's a beautiful description. The audience of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is not at all commonplace. Therefore, when the king Yudhishthir heard that Lord Krishna had arrived in his capital city, he became so joyful that all his bodily hairs stood on end in great ecstasy. And immediately he came out of the city to properly receive the Lord. He ordered the musical vibrations of different instruments and songs, and the learned brahmanas of the city began to chant the hymns of the Vedas very loudly. Lord Krishna is known as Rishikesha, master of the senses. Yudhishthir went forward to receive him. Then Pandavas came. Then everybody else came. And so on and so forth. The beautiful descriptions go on. There's another description of Lord Krishna entering Dwarka in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, I think 11th chapter. And it's also very beautiful. And we can go in many more details. But then I wanted to focus the attention on how Prabhupada says that the spiritual master should also be given similar reception. In 1972, in Madras, so this is Prabhupada, how the spiritual master is welcomed by his disciples, and probably some of you were there making those arrangements. 11th February, 1972, Prabhupada, accompanied by 20 disciples, arrived in Madras and immediately took part in a parade through the streets. The parade, led by a decorated elephant and a marching band, followed by the devotees' kirtanas featuring Prabhupada riding in an old flower-covered American limousine. In 1972 in India, just after that Pakistan war, extremely difficult to get a limousine. But here is Prabhupada, like a king. And he stayed with the great businessmen for 3 nights in a large hall packed with 5,000 people. Prabhupada lectured in English. One day he told about Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then each morning, subsequent morning, the Hindu, It's the biggest leading newspapers. Understand, people didn't have TVs then. The common thread between Indian people was reading the newspaper. And this was the most prominent newspaper. And they covered the whole lecture almost word to word, or however the transcribed day. Full summary of Prabhupada's lectures, full summary. The other two principal newspapers gave a more general account of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami's arrival and the parade with his Western followers. Chief Justice of Madras came, judges, lawyers, and other leading citizens of the city attended many functions, and several thousand people gathered beneath the open pavilion as Prabhupada spoke about Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami of Vrindavan, who had given up their important government positions to join the movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indirectly, Prabhupada was requesting all the attending leaders of Madras to join the Krishna conscious movement. So again, the point is, this is how a king is welcomed, but the king doesn't take any honor for himself. He humbly repeats the message of his spiritual master. And there is more wonderful description. This is in Prabhupada Lilamrita. I was recently researching the entire Prabhupada Lilamrita, and so happy I did that. Already happy with the press coverage in Madras, he appealed further to the room full of reporters in the Madras hotel. Gira Swami witnessed, "What you have done is very nice. Krishna will bless you. And to all of us who is listening to the Prabhupada's message and carrying it out, please help spread this moment." They were asking questions. It was very nice press conference. And Prabhupada was responding to them because they were spirit souls. And every question he would turn and answer in such a way that they would feel to take to Krishna consciousness. Wonderful description in Lilamrita. The whole city was feeling the presence of Hare Krishna moment within three to four days. This is just 3 days, 4 days. Prabhupada scarcely slept, using the early morning hours for translating. Now, in 72, he was working on fourth and fifth cantos. I'm not sure in February which one. And even after late night speaking engagements, he was translating. He would go from place to place all day with great vitality, outdoing his young followers. He's my king, you know, and I want to be in that rally to welcome him. So going next to the Surat, which was actually in 1970, Prabhupada is coming, right? So Satsurupa Maharaj writes, "It was like a dream come true. Thousands lined the streets of many blocks while the devotees playing kartals and rudangas and chanting Hare Krishna made their way along. Spectators stood on rooftops, just like Krishna book, or clustered at the windows and doorways while others joined the procession. The police had stopped traffic at the intersections." Somewhere else, I think it says, the whole Surat city stopped working, allowing only the Kirtana processions to pass. The earthen road, freshly swept and sprinkled with water, had been decorated with rice flower designs of auspicious Vedic symbols, I believe Rangoli, while more than 20 of Prabhupada's disciples led the daily processions. Thousands of Indians chanted, cheered, and clamored to see, and women threw flower petals from the rooftops. And then as their desire became stronger, they are following Prabhupada, and even when he is inside his room in that building, that Indradyumna Swami recently visited that building, they wanted to meet Prabhupada, they wanted to speak to Prabhupada, they wanted these thousands and thousands of people. So their eagerness got more intense. Prabhupada got up from his seat inside the room, walked out to the balcony, and the crowd roared, "Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna, their arms upraised. When Prabhupada returned inside, the crowd remained satisfied. But then Prabhupada asked some of his disciples to go try and pacify them. Several devotees went out to the people, answered their questions, told them about Prabhupada, and came out to see them again. And I'm so happy that Dimna Swami recently went to this four years ago. And the building is taken over by, they think, a drug dealer. But Indradimna Swami said, no, I want to go inside that building. I want to see that room where Prabhupada sat. I want to see that. So he went there. He and that person came out. And he says, okay, you can see the building. He says, I know what happened in this building. And I think the sinners need the most mercy. And he winked. So I don't know what that means. Indradimna Swami went inside the building. It's a Tirtha now that Prabhupada stayed there for 4 days. And then I want to tell another pastime of Narasimha Brahmachari. And then we can discuss if you would like to add or remember any pastimes. But maybe you were there yourself or you welcomed someone. And so this is from Madhya Leela, C.C. Narasimha Brahmachari. I believe chapter 1, I was just reading yesterday. When Narasimha Brahmachari heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Vrindavan, he became very pleased and mentally began decorating the way there. So he's sitting here in the meditation, like Vyasashivana Prabhu, closed eyes a little bit, but it's okay. It became very pleased and mentally began decorating the way there. First, Narasimhananda Brahmachari contemplated a broad road starting from the city of Kulia. He bedecked the road with jewels, upon which he then laid a bed of stemless flowers. Kulia nagara haite patha ratne bandhyaila. Patha ratne bandhyaila. Ratna is jewel, path is road, bandhyaila. Imagine he constructed the road from Kulia Nagar. Okay? And then upon which he laid a bed of stemless flowers, and then Pushpa Shaya. He put a Pushpa Shaya in there in his meditation. He mentally decorated both sides of the road with Bakula flower trees. And at intervals on both sides, he placed lakes of transcendental nature. These lakes had bathing places constructed, which is Ghat, Ratna Bandha Ghat, constructed with jewels, again jewels, and they were filled with blossoming lotus flowers. Tahe Prafulla Kamala. Prafulla is opened, Kamala is lotus, we know. There were various chirping birds. Nana Pakshi Kolahala, chirping. We can hear here too. And the water was exactly like nectar. And Sudha Samajala, Sudha is nectar, Samajala. And then the entire road was surcharged with many cool breezes which carried the fragrances from various flowers. He carried the construction of his road as far as Kanai Natashala. And then do you know what happened? He could not construct, correct? Thank you. Within the mind of Narasimha Brahmachari, the road could not be constructed. Aage mana nahi chale could not be constructed beyond Kanai Natashala. He could not understand why. Narasimha haile vismite. He's wondering why. With the road's construction could not be completed. Thus, he was astonished. Nishaya kariya kahi shuna bhakta gana. With great assurance, he then told the devotees that Lord Chaitanya would not go to Vrindavan at that time. And why he cannot go to Vrindavan? Because the love of devotees is holding him back. They want him there. So our Lord Krishna can't go to Vrindavan when our love ties him. And I was again thinking, fake it before make it. I want to remember this pastime when I'm chanting my rounds is that I want to welcome my Lord and I want to construct a nice path. Let us remember that this is the way a devotee, topmost devotee, can meditate to welcome Krishna. I want to actually also tell one more pastime of Srila Prabhupada. When he arrived in Mexico, because the devotees were so eager. This was his second visit in 1975. Prabhupada is translating 7th canto here, or 8th. And 7th canto, sorry. And then they are so eager for Prabhupada to come every year. They had heard that he's coming for the second time. He didn't come 73, 74, 75. And then they gave him a first-class reception at the airport. Hridayananda Goswami Maharaj convinced the airport and police officers that Srila Prabhupada would meet with a special car just outside the ramp from the airplane. There would be no immigration and custom formalities for the entire Prabhupada and his disciples' crew. For the entire entourage, there will be no custom formalities. And the police on the motorcycles would escort his car all the way to the temple, and they did. And compare this with Prabhupada just writing previously in a couple of purports that it's nowadays you go to immigration and woof, woof, they are like watchdogs. They don't know who you are. They do hundreds of security checks. And sometimes, at least one time, Prabhupada had to return because custom officials didn't let him go. So I had to read this one about Mexico people welcoming Prabhupada because it meant so much to them and they made the best of the arrangements. Then there was limousine and Prabhupada was discussing Krishna Katha with the leading parties and it was amazing welcome. And devotees were rehearsing his arrival for weeks. There was also a rooftop where devotee went and welcome Prabhupada and flower petals and everything. In Caracas also, a few days later he went to, in Venezuela. And the Kirtana was uproarious. And this is despite the worst of the government regulations against Hare Krishnas. And he gave television interviews, I believe. And it was just such a grand welcome given to Prabhupada. Regarding Prabhupada's pastimes and his welcoming, I remember sitting vividly in Boise Temple. This was 10, 14 years ago. One Christian couple used to come for Bhagavad Gita classes. And they would really focus, take notes. They would have their Bible open. They would have Gita open. And they would go, we said something, they would find it in the Bible and they would write it down. This verse, that verse. And I was always amazed, how come they believe in Hare Krishna so much? And that's it, they would just come for class, nothing else, and they would go to their church. And one time I asked Mother Arudha, who is Radhika Raman Prabhu's mother, and she said, you know why they are so convinced? They told me once, I know more about Prabhupada and how his disciples treated him, the welcoming, the grand welcome, the love. I know more about him than Jesus. And they were so attached to Prabhupada. But their faith was for so hardcore for so many years in Christianity that they followed both paths. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. We are so blessed to have known Prabhupada Leelamrita. We are so blessed to know Prabhupada pastime, Narasimha Brahmachari's pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, is immense treasure. And in our Vedic Sanskriti, one of the most important thing is this welcome, which reminds me, Vegavati Prabhu at TOVP office, if you have ever been there, sweetest welcome she gives. She offers you water, sweet words, and usually a sweet transcendental Krishna Katha. Very quick, very sharp, very witty, but just quick. TOVP office, Vegavati Prabhu. If you haven't been there, please visit. Chaupati devotees, they offer very wonderful welcome with three loud Hari Bowls. Hari Bowl, Hari Bowl, Hari Bowl. And when I was entering our temple just 2 days ago, I was thinking about how beautiful this temple is. And the whole temple crew, the pujaris, the cleaners, the cooks, everybody comes together. The painters, everybody, the garland makers make this such a welcoming place for anybody. We have gotten visitors from so many places. Even on YouTube, I see comments from Venezuela devotee, Mexico Mahatma Rala, this, that. So wonderful this atmosphere is created. Mukhya Prabhu's management, the book distribution team, everybody works together. And I was just really amazed at this temple room and thankful. I believe Sharanga Thakur Prabhu created that beautiful display of books. Ashtasakhi Prabhu maintains that. And just everybody coming together, uniting to please Prabhupada and welcoming his guests. I was so happy. Again, compare this with Kohinoor Diamond. The price to go in that museum is 32 pounds. 32 pounds. And it's just the stolen artifact. It's the testimonial to biggest piracy. Theft. And so this is the contrast. And we are so grateful to have Krishna in our life and Prabhupada in our life. And we are so grateful that we are welcome here. Why would we risk anything not to be welcome in Prabhupada's family? Hare Krishna. So these are my few thoughts. Please add any reflections, any remembrances you may have. I would be really thankful to you.
Mahamaya, she wrote a book, Prabhupada is coming, Prabhupada is coming.
Mahamaya's book, Mahamaya Prabhu's book, yes, it's wonderful. I have read it. Prabhupada is coming. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Madhumati Prabhu.
First, a small question about, you mentioned that Ananda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were at
Rukmini's
wedding. Where is that stated?
Krishna book.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, Rukmini's wedding chapter.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. That's very sweet. One thing that by the way, the class was so good. I was just appreciated. I was hoping that you would be talking about Prabhupada's being welcome. So that was very nice that you brought that too. I was remembering that in one of the Vyasa Puja offerings, I forget who, but somebody was saying that one of the Mayavadi sannyasis were sitting on an elephant, and then Prabhupada said to one of his disciples that they should have arranged for him to sit on an elephant and bring him that way. I don't know if anybody else remembers that, but there was some comment like that Srila Prabhupada made about it. And I was thinking, yeah, Prabhupada was, it was not for himself, because he's representing the greatest Supreme Personality of God, so that's why he's saying, you know, about bringing him, welcoming him like that.
You know, in fact, he wrote a letter to Jayaprataka Swami from Surat in 1970. Our program here in Surat is very successful, and we are terminating it for the time being to depart for Bombay. He had to take care of Bombay temple thing. And from there, we are going to by Howrah train to Calcutta. So I will be glad to see you there if you can arrange a nice reception. So he clearly mentions this, gives clear instructions how one spiritual master should be welcomed. So I will, if I find the reference, I'll tell you where it is about the elephant, coming on the elephant. Even he loved, Prabhupada loved the Mayapur welcome too. The Gurukula voice came. And he was always happy when he saw the children happy. So he says about the 70 or 100 Gurukula boys welcomed him. Families were there. And then he saw the long building. And that was the biggest building in that time in the whole state of Bengal. He was so happy. He said, yes, this is our philosophy. And then when he went inside his room, He saw many flowers were decorating his room. And outside, all these flowers were planted, actually. And that was one of the welcomes that Prabhupada was very, very happy with. He said, this is our philosophy, city of devotees, Surat, he said. They're different. Yes, there are so beautiful videos. Haribol. Yeah, I just felt inspired to share this, and we hope, bless me that I can chant. So thinking of the welcoming Krishna in my heart. Anything online to Karnapur Prabhu? I thank you for your service. Nowadays, so many people are logging in for different classes, I see. So many wonderful comments. Especially yesterday's Rasa Sindhu Prabhu's class, other classes. So many people thank from their heart. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for your kind attention. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patita Nam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Lotus side, long, and we go up there.